Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Bay or Coldplay, the fun game we're playing where you have to get two right out of three and you win yourself some Coldplay tickets. We'll be playing that in about 45 minutes along with Kelly's dinner story from last night, which her boyfriend Alan said was what, Kelly?
It's going to go down in the history books.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah, we'll look back one day and laugh.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
That's usually something that you say when something's really bad at the time.
Not really bad, but doesn't go as expected.
Wow, that's very observant.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what it is, so.
Nobody does. Oh, only Kelly does.
I haven't told anybody.
And Alan. But it's going to go down. It's going to go down in history.
Okay.
All right, let's get to Tinder Tuesday.
Tinder love, you're so tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
Tender bone. Snapchat queen, selfie queen, awesome phone screener, Elena Davies is in studio.
Good morning.
Happy early birthday, Elena.
Thank you so much.
When's your birthday?
On Friday.
All right.
Yeah, she's not excited.
No. I'm very conflicted. Yeah. I love a day that's all about me, but shoot, I don't like getting older.
I know.
You're not that old.
She's getting the point where she has to get off the mom's medical plan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a tough one.
That 25?
26.
Yeah.
26.
That's a tough one.
Wow. I'm officially on the losing side of 25.
Oh,
it's okay, Elena. It gets better.
It does.
But
I'm
going to make it count. Don't worry, guys.
I know
How
you will.
So?
Well, you know, I'm just going to drink a lot and
No.
Quarter age.
No. Oh, wait.
are you having a quarter age crisis?
I did at 25. When I turned 25, I think that was I started to have a little bit of a complex about my age.
Did you cry? When was the first time you cried on your birthday because you were getting older?
I don't know that I cried on my birthday, but I think like a week and a half after I turned 25, I was like, wait, this isn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
But right now, you're still in the search for the right gentleman.
Yeah, I think maybe that's why I have a complex about my age, because I'm living a 22-year-old's life.
Right.
All my friends my age are 25, 26, 27, and not that you have to live life on certain terms, but are kind of doing the traditional time to get married and have children. And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm doing.
Unless the right guy comes along, then you might be down.
Sure. You know, I'm on Bumble. I'm on Tinder. I'm looking for him. There is a new upgrade on Bumble that's interesting.
Ooh,
it's
what,
called Bumble Boost, but you have to pay to use it.
Yeah, not happening.
So I'm not really like super into that, just because I am on a budget.
What does it do?
From what I've heard, I've done research, but I haven't done it myself. So this is what I've found on the internet.
Yep.
You have to pay, and it's, if you pay in bulk, if you buy like 9 months, it's $6.99 a month. And if you buy 6 months, it's however much.
You can get cheaper.
But otherwise, it's pretty standard, $10 a month, $9.99.
So what to do?
You can rematch with expired connections.
Oh.
Is, I think, the biggest thing. And then I think it'll give you more matches or more people, or it'll line you up with the people that are also paying. They'll show up first. Maybe they're more dedicated to the task.
Outside of your range.
Oh. I was a VIB.
Same.
That's what they called it, because Bumblebee get it, VIB.
Yeah,
but it was free. So now you have to pay for that?
I think VIB came from just people who are more active on it and used it a lot. I just am kind of out here, like, for sure trying to find people to buy me food because I can't. So, like, I feel like it's a catch-22.
What
if
are you
I pay-
talking about? You look like you just spent $500 in Target.
It was only $100.
Clearance. It seemed like it. Oh, clearance.
Elena has a shopping problem.
Her video.
I'm in the process of moving, so I had to buy more. And my dog pooped on everything I own this weekend, so I had to rebuy some stuff I'd already purchased.
So you're trying to get dudes to buy you stuff on Bumble?
You go on dates to get the food.
There are websites for that. I forget the name of it, but it's something like The
Sugar
Arrangement.
Daddy?
No, it's like
SeekingArrangement.com.
There you go. Well, then you already know about that one.
I do.
And they just buy you stuff?
It's an arrangement you make with your gentleman caller.
Okay.
Sure.
That's nice.
Anyways, I know also, Kelly, you'll be excited because I've been out here bumbling and I've been trying to make more of an effort. Kelly always told me you got to actually go on
it's
dates.
A numbers
and,
game.
And get out there and actually talk to guys. So I've been trying to do it. I matched with a 30-year-old named Michael.
Michael.
A little bit older. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's got his life together. Maybe he doesn't, though.
Why?
Well, he asked me for my phone number. Everything seemed nice and normal on Bumble. And, yeah, so we start texting a little bit. And then I'm kind of getting like, you're a little strange. I hadn't committed to him enough that I put his name in my phone, though. So he's just a phone number. And then on Saturday morning, I was getting my hair done, and he called me. And I didn't know it was
called.
Him. Yes, he called me.
What a gentleman.
Seems like all the right things.
Yeah.
Right.
So I didn't know it was him, though. So I answered, and he was like, wow, I'm really surprised you answered the phone. And I'm like, who is this?
Hello, I'm Michael.
Unfortunately, that's not how he led. So we kind of keep talking, and I was like, yeah, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, I'm just headed home from another Bumble date's house. Thought I'd see what you were up to.
Why would he say that?
I think that was his attempt at a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that wouldn't
Sorry
be.
About that.
No, that's not okay.
I won't put that one in my act.
No, don't put that one
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
he's calling, so he's traditional and he's kidding.
At this point, I'm thinking, okay, so he's a Bumble match. So I go back to the couple guys I'd given my phone number to figure out which one he is. It's just the conversation's getting weirder and weirder. And then I was like, listen, yeah, I got to go. He's wanting to hang out with me, but I had a friend coming in town. I was like, maybe later we'll figure out a day. So we get off the phone and he texts me, you know, because he was telling me that he's really funny and I needed to hear about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me practice my stand-up routine on you.
Yes. Oh, wow. Pay attention.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Pay attention, Al.
So he wanted to take me out and show me his stand-up routine.
Okay.
So I guess I didn't have time for that this week. So he's like, I'll just send you a little clip. This is the teaser. So I got a video.
Audio?
You have a video? Of course we have it. You want to hear it? All right. Here's Elena's potential date if he's funny enough.
All right. So I used to get bullied a lot as a kid. And I was pretty much raised in a household full of women. I have two older sisters, my mom.
Before we keep going, the guy is shirtless giving us a stand-up. And it's not a flattering angle because it's from below.
Yeah.
So, fine.
Okay, you just want to paint that in your...
You're slurring a little bit.
It's not like he's fat.
No, he's not.
On the skinny
side. He's in shape, but just to paint the picture, he's shirtless.
And slurring.
And slurring. All right.
Well, all right, so I used to get bullied a lot as a kid. And I was pretty much raised in a household full of women. I have two older sisters. My mom, my aunt lives pretty much next door. My grandma was like, I don't know, 10 minutes away. My dad was always gone for business. And I was tired of being bullied, so I had a theory of mine. I was going to learn how to fight by watching movies.
Yes.
So I went one day, I was like, Grandma, I need some movies that have gangs and violence. And she's like, okay, perfect. We have
Grandma.
Grease and West Side Story. I don't know. Sounds great to me. Perfect. And I don't know, probably like a month later, I walked down the hallways slapping people left and right with the new Broadway skills I just acquired. Until one day, this guy was like, Michael, that's it. I've had enough. So you and me in the parking lot, 3:30, we're going to fight. And I said, okay, 3:30? 3:30 it is. So sure enough, 3:30 came around. I met him out in the parking lot. And the whole parking lot was surrounded by like a big circle full of kids. And lo and behold, I got punched in the face. Which was not in the movie. Long story short, I kind of got beat up again. But I did have my backup dancers with me, and it was all choreographed. It was beautiful.
I like him.
Go on a date with that.
I like him.
That guy?
Kelly, you like everybody.
No.
I like him.
She does not like everyone.
He is funny. That was funny.
He texted me.
That was funny, Al.
That was funny. That was cute.
He learned how to fight from West Side Story and Grease.
He's confident. I love that. He'd be fun to go out with.
He did the snaps.
Okay, hold on. Kelly, this is 10:30 in the morning. The next morning, around the same time, he texted me and he said, good morning. And then he said, I was kind of drunk yesterday. Sorry.
That was so cute.
That was funny.
Oh, here comes
Caroline. Oh, Caroline, don't you kill this for her.
Come on. People swipe.
Oh, my gosh. You matched
people.
With him, too, didn't you?
Caroline.
Okay, here's the thing.
There's nothing wrong with swiping with more than one matching with one person.
No.
All right, hold on. Caroline is in studio. Apparently, she has an announcement.
First of all, yesterday, I'm talking to her back there, and she's like, well, I accidentally got back on Bumble. And I was like, girl. And then she's like, well, but I met this anesthesiologist. And I go, oh, Joseph. We've already talked.
It's limited.
Like five guys on Bumble. Bumble apparently
is,
to
Bumble
pick
is still
and
small.
And Elaine and I match with all the same ones.
I thought you were cleansing.
No.
I thought
so
you were.
Yeah. What happened to the detox?
Wait.
Caroline.
What happened to man cleansing? Yeah.
You guys told me I could still look.
No.
No. That's not what we told you.
No, that is. Remember?
Out and have yourself available, but don't
naturally occurs.
This is natural.
No, it's not. You're swiping.
Oh my gosh! How many days did you make it?
You're like me on a diet.
I don't know.
Four. I think four.
She made it 4 days.
It's been like 7 days.
But what's your guys' issue?
It's been like 7 days.
You're upset that you match with the same people all the time? Of course you do.
Did you match with Michael?
1,000%. I'll show you right now.
Did he send you the video as well?
No, I didn't. We're not at the texting level. We just started because I was on my cleanse, so I was doing good. But he wrote me like a lot of times like,
ask him if he's into stand-up.
What do you do? You're beautiful. You the same video. I don't know anybody here. Oh, wait, I just realized who you are. And then I didn't respond. He said that was long-lived because I was on my cleanse.
Oh.
Then I, you know, fell off the wagon.
So you both want Michael. Maybe we need to have a competition.
No, I'm good. I'm on a cleanse. I just had to tell y'all.
I'm on a cleanse, too.
No, you're not, Elena.
I just don't want to go out with Michael.
He's a funny dude.
Okay, I'm done with you guys. I'm done.
You're done?
Okay. You're all looking for this like complete total package. You don't give the funny guy a chance.
Rant Barry.
Great funny guy a chance.
Kelly, I have good news for you.
What?
I'm going on a date tomorrow night.
With
other guy?
With the guy that has been messaging me on Twitter.
Yes.
And that wrote the blog post.
Okay.
I'm going out with him tomorrow night. And he's funny.
I want to go out with Michael, too.
Okay, I'll go out with Michael, too.
I don't know, now that you blasted him on, is it okay with him that you put that stuff out
there? Yeah, in fact, when you're on your way home from the first date, call him.
I'll call him tomorrow night and be like, listen, I'm ready for our date.
It's okay because the stand-up went well.
I thought it was great.
It was funny. I like it. I'd go watch that guy perform.
If I was in his age group, that would be a fun, even if it doesn't end up being romance, that's okay.
Man, I wish that guy was hosting the event I was
doing. I like different.
He's confident.
We can probably get that done.
And did you check out the decor?
Yeah, he's in a nice house.
He's got a nice house.
He's got a nice established.
Or his parents are rich.
One or the other.
All right. We'll see how your date goes. It's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow night.
With the Twitter guy.
Twitter guy. His name is Mac.
Don't take an entourage.
She won't.
I won't. It's just me. He's picking me up.
No. You haven't met yet. No.
Yeah, but we have mutual friends.
Yeah, it's fine.
So I trust him.
It's fine. She'll be fine. She'll order like she has an entourage so she can take it home and eat it later.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, you don't let a guy pick you up before you meet him.
Yeah, hopefully he's not crazy. Speaking of crazy, it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy?
All right.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, what is Does That Make Me Crazy?
These are the things that you do that maybe you didn't think anything of it until someone else saw you do it.
Right.
And said, that's weird.
Yeah.
Or you're talking to your plates in your kitchen. I mean, that makes you crazy. Just these little things, and you wonder, am I the only one that does this? We're here to tell you if you are, if it makes you crazy.
We're criminologists.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We have our PhDs and everything.
I've read a lot of books on criminal psychology.
And I've watched Jenna read those books.
I've dated a lot of girls. I know crazy.
Right, there you go. All right, we'll take your calls next, Kid Nation.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got Bear Coldplay coming up in about 20 minutes for you. If you want to go check out Coldplay in concert, they're super awesome in concert.
Mm-hmm.
One of those shows. You have to go to at least one Coldplay concert. And also, Kelly's got to get into the dinner that will go down in infamy.
Yeah, I think I built it up too great.
Oh, be confident, Kelly.
Well, I don't know.
Well, for you and your boyfriend.
Well, it's like when you tell a dream.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I had the most horrible dream ever. And you try to tell everybody, it's like, I don't want that big of a deal.
For you, yeah.
Yeah.
But was it negative or?
We'll find out.
Just everything
scary. Just went wrong.
When somebody says, we'll laugh about this later, there you go.
Something embarrassing, maybe.
Yeah. Kelly still hasn't told me and Al. She's told all the girls what Alan told her that on the text that annoys him.
Maybe that's a hint.
Yeah, it's for girls only.
All right.
One day, Kelly, you'll tell us.
Well, no, maybe. I don't think so.
One day. All right, let's get into it.
That's Kelly getting back at you guys for not giving her the heads up that she had the front wedgie that day.
Oh, man. That was years ago, though.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
She's holding on to that. You guys knew. I didn't know. Of course I would have told her. I didn't know. You guys knew and didn't tell her that she had toe.
Here's the thing. It's hard for us guys to point that out because that means...
Oh, but you can laugh about it.
We can laugh at it after.
Sure can.
And then tell me
but you gotta treat her like your family.
We are family.
And
but
you want to know this super... What intimate detail of her personal life, but you can't tell her that.
It's just guys can't tell girls when they have front wedgies. We just can't do
it. You have to.
We can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you. I just think about every woman in my. The only person I could probably tell is my wife.
Right.
No way I could tell my mom.
I would hope you would tell me if I'm taking. It's one thing to be here and not say anything, but
Jenna, I've never told you
photos.
When you've had one.
I know, and I probably have it all the time.
All the time.
My workout pants.
All the time. Can't tell you. Sorry.
I feel like it's really polarizing.
It is.
I can't.
I have to leave the room.
I don't want it. Yeah, I don't want it.
We have to leave the room.
Can't do it.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
These are the things you do you think are normal. You've been doing them your whole life. And one day you find out, wait a second, I'm weird. I'm a little crazy here.
Really?
Nobody does this.
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear. Jenna, you have one?
Yeah, this is a one-off, not a habitual thing. Well,
okay.
Maybe it is, but I moved the dead squirrel by dragging its tail to get a better Snapchat photo.
Yeah, that makes you crazy and gross.
Yeah.
I had to re-angle it. I didn't realize that the tail was going to break off in my finger.
Oh, no. Yeah. Jenna's dog found a dead squirrel the other day.
No.
Jenna had to handle it.
That makes me never want to touch you ever.
That's so great. Stinky squirrel hand.
Because you're just touching her all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, this
one's for us. Stop touching me. Yeah.
From the text, this one's for us. You guys just told Elena to go on a date with a guy who was drunk at 10:30 in the morning. Does that make you guys crazy?
I didn't. I don't think he was drunk.
I think he was the hungover goofy.
I think he's drunk.
He's just having a good time.
I think he's drunk.
Okay. Does it make me every time I wash dishes, I start singing or humming the Titanic song by Celine Dion, and at the end I say, I'll never let go. Does that make me crazy?
I don't get that.
I think
it's cute. Yeah, that's cute. Yeah. I guess when you're around water, you just want to sing that song?
Huh.
No, I don't think you're crazy.
Oh, maybe we all do this. When I see numbers or letters, I see them as male or female, such as 1 is male, 2 is female, and then letters that have a soft sound, such as S or L, are female. Letters with a harder sound, such as D or B, funny, are male. Does that make me crazy?
I thought a B was female.
B?
I would think a B is female because of the roundness.
Yeah, the boobs.
And
yeah, the B's got the boobs.
Short for the B word.
Yeah.
And the boobies.
But boobies.
Would the P be a male because it got a big upper body?
That's what it is.
Right? T is a dude.
I don't know.
T would be male. P would be female.
That one doesn't do anything for me either. That's not
weird.
Crazy.
All right, let's see how the phones.
A little weird.
How the phones go. Let's go with Shelby. Hi, Shelby.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? We're in the nest. We're in the tree. It's safe. You can tell us your secrets.
Okay, so I have a list of all the things I want my assistant to do if I ever get one.
Oh, yeah.
What's on the list?
Please tell us a few things on the list.
The newest one is peel shrimp. I was doing that the other day, and it just, my hands are smelled gross, and it took too long, and I was not even ready to eat dinner by the end of it.
It's not rewarding to eat after you've worked so hard.
You want your assistant to peel your shrimp.
Okay, what else? Yeah. Give me another one.
Also, I want them to find a name for my future husky. I want a white husky with blue eyes, and I can't think of a really good name for it. So if they could, like, sift through some names, that'd be great.
How about Sasquatch?
Sasquatch?
Yeah.
No.
That's why you can't be a good assistant.
Yeah.
Or a good dog namer either, yeah.
I want something like Regal.
Oh, a Regal name. Harry.
Yeah.
Oh, a Regal name.
Prince Harry.
Chauncey,
the good one.
Belvedere.
I like that one. That's good.
Thank you.
Chandler.
Yeah, you don't have like everyday things like clean my house or like
name
get my
John
paperwork
Snow.
Done.
Do some Game of Thrones.
No, I like to clean. That's kind of therapeutic. But just other stuff. Maybe like I have to log my hours at work online, and that'd be helpful.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, I'd say that makes you crazy. Because how close are you to getting an assistant?
Well, I'm interning right now at my dream job, so. Maybe a year from now.
Okay.
Oh, wow. From intern to boss.
Wow.
Call us back and let us know that you finally got your assistant.
1 year from now.
One year from now, okay?
People have told me before I need an assistant. I'm like, what are you going to get him to do?
Right.
Pick up my dry cleaning? Yeah, that's the kind of stuff you get him to do. It's like, how much dry cleaning do I have?
Shelby, put it in your calendar or tell your assistant to put it in your calendar. So call us a year from now.
Yeah.
I will definitely do that.
All right, Shelby.
Good deal.
Good luck. Congrats on your dream internship. Lindsay, you have a strange ritual with your husband now?
Oh my gosh, hey guys.
Hey.
Yes, I do. So every time my husband and I, we eat a meal, if it's a really good meal, we usually clap our hands 3 times, pretty so, like, oh, yeah, and then we high five.
Oh, you slow clap the good meal.
Yeah, slow clap. And if it's not that good, we'll kind of just, like, clap, 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 and then high five, like, yeah. But if it's really good, we're like, oh, yeah, that's good. And we high five, even if we're in public at restaurants, at home, anywhere. Does that make us crazy?
No, it makes, it's cute.
It's kind of cute, yeah.
It makes you a fun couple.
That makes you have a thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we enjoy it, and I don't even know how it started, but we do it pretty much everywhere now, every meal.
Not crazy. It's just a cute little thing.
Do you do it after anything else?
Ow.
No, mainly just when we eat. That's
It'd be
it.
Really awkward right. if she slow clapped it, and he went,
Yeah, no, we kind of have the same taste in food. So
yeah, that's right, what baby. We're talking about.
So you always agree. Thank you, Lindsay. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
That's cute.
I want to talk to Amanda. Hi, Amanda P.
Hi.
What do you do?
So, sometimes when I'm talking to people, and usually it's one of the first conversations I'm having with them, I will do different voices. Like, one of my favorites is to make my voice go really, really low to where it freaks people out.
Let's hear it.
And then I do, like, impressions such as Gollum from The Lord of the Rings.
Yes, I want to hear.
Gonna be like
I want to hear Gollum.
Crazy.
Yeah. Precious.
I want to hear Gollum.
Yeah.
Master of Hobbits, Gollum.
That was good.
Sounds really good.
Just having a random
conversation on the phone. I can tell that that's good.
Yeah, that was so good.
That's scary.
You're just having a random conversation with somebody you just met. And you just break off into this voice,
Gollum.
Yeah, like
you're
people
crazy.
I meet like at the comic book shop, or yesterday I was online with some friends. And I was just talking to them, and they really never heard me do those voices before, and I just all of a sudden busted out my deep voice, and they were like, oh, my God, please stop.
Oh, do the deep voice.
Do another one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, you're so good at that. It's terrifying, but it's awesome. Yeah.
Are you talking while inhaling? Is that how you make it so deep?
Yeah, actually, I am doing that. I, like, kind of hold my breath and at first, and then I inhale while I talk and use kind of my vocal fry.
Wow.
How fun.
Amanda, you are so fun. And you go to comic book shops?
Yeah, I hang out at them because I play Magic the Gathering.
Wait, you said you could do impressions, right? You have something else? Like
a
celebrity?
I sometimes rap in Snow White's voice.
Oh, okay. See, now we have to help.
This is great. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
All right. I just woke up not too long ago, so please forgive me.
Sure.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back. Rap god.
She did Eminem.
Yep, that's actually pretty good.
Oh.
Yay.
You're probably like the greatest girlfriend of all time right now.
Oh, no. According to my boyfriend, I'm the most annoying.
Oh, he doesn't
tell
get
him
it.
There's somebody out there that will appreciate you if he doesn't.
We appreciate you, Amanda.
You keep being you, baby.
That's awesome.
You keep being you, okay?
Bye, Amanda.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, but cool crazy.
Yeah, cool crazy, though. It's a different crazy. We haven't had a cool crazy in a while.
We all have to say bye, Amanda, in our deep voices like she does.
Bye, Amanda.
That's creepy, JC.
Bye, Amanda.
Kelly? Come on, Kelly.
Inhale.
Kelly?
I have to inhale out
of
it? Don't be a bit killer. On the almond. That'll go.
Don't be a bit killer. Do it.
What am I? Just deep.
Bye.
Like, inhale and talk. Yeah.
I just ate an almond. It's going to make me choke. It will make me choke if that lands on my tonsil.
I don't know how to do that.
I'm sorry, Amanda.
Bye, Amanda.
You can do it, Jenna.
Okay.
I'm like Ryan Lochte. I can't breathe and talk at the same time.
Have a great day, Amanda. That was fun.
Yeah.
That's a fun girlfriend right
cute.
There.
Cute. Very cute.
Bye.
That's cool.
Man, her voice was so deep. Hi, Adriana.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old, and you think you're already crazy?
Yes.
What do you do?
I like to, when I'm done eating or after I brush my teeth, I like to lick the top of my lip, and then I like make a kissy face and like push my lip up to my nose so I can smell my breath to make sure it's not bad.
Oh.
Does that make me crazy?
No,
hygienic.
You know, some people breathe into their cupped hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just thought of it a more, I think that makes you ingenious.
Very
smart.
Do you have bad breath ever?
No.
You never do? Okay.
Good. Of course not.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes you crazy.
Some people.
It's very cute.
Somebody told me that if you lick your hand, you can smell what you licked, and that's what you're smelling like at the moment.
Yeah,
I'll tell you,
right.
When my dog licks my face, her breath is so gross.
And it sticks onto you. Yeah.
Ugh.
Have a great day, Adriana.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Dogs have the death smell when they have
yeah,
their
my
breath,
dog's
man.
Been, my dog's been dead for years.
Inside. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, guys.
All right, so what happened with your boyfriend?
Okay, so right when we first started dating, we started watching Game of Thrones, and I found out that he watched a couple episodes ahead of me, and it sparked this huge fight, and we almost broke up. Does that make me crazy for getting mad at him?
That makes you a girl.
No, this happened. No, this happens. I had a boyfriend almost break up with me because he went to law school class and I watched a whole season of Dexter. He was very, and I was like, well, I don't have anything to do and I moved here for you. And I watched the whole season of Dexter and he slept in the other bedroom for 2 days.
Oh, my.
Wow.
But you really, are you guys still together? You didn't break up?
No, yeah, he actually proposed last week. So obviously we're still good, but he doesn't know that I watched ahead the new season of Game of Thrones. So he's 4 seasons behind.
Might be a deal breaker.
He might break off the engagement.
At the altar.
Call off the wedding.
Yeah. Tell him in your vows.
Tell him in the vows. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, you're crazy, though. this time tomorrow morning, we'll be doing love letters to Kelly. If you want to get him in, go to kidnation.com.
All right.
You know, if you have any problems. It could be any.
I'll solve them.
Yeah. Any relationship, right, Kelly? Family, love, all that good stuff, friendship?
Yeah, it's all love.
Friendship.
Speaking of relationships, we'll get into Kelly's unforgettable dinner from last night. Go down in the history
books.
Start
underselling it now.
It'll be good, Kelly. Oh, it's a big deal.
Yeah, and we also have your Coldplay tickets, Bay or Coldplay. We play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ooh, we're going to clear those phone lines and hand you some tickets to check out Coldplay in concert. But first, you have to play Bay or Coldplay. And to do that, you got to call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kelly, what number would you like?
23.
23. LeBron James.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Number of medal Michael Phelps has won, I think.
I think so.
Something like that. All right, we'll play Bay or Coldplay here in a couple minutes. We do have to get into this epic dinner Kelly Raspberry had with her boyfriend.
Hello,
it's called
Alan.
Epic now.
Yes.
I hope he's listening so he can call in if I'm wrong on something.
Alan and the woman with
flowing chestnut mane
went to dinner last night.
We were going to try to take the car out, but the weather looked bad, and then it ended up being a beautiful night.
Yeah, it was perfect
for convertible.
For patio, right?
Because Alan just bought a convertible. It was on his bucket list.
He wanted a weekend car.
Yeah.
And he wanted something very impractical that only seats two people, which I love because he was telling me about it. He envisions me next to him. So I love that, you know.
Is it manual?
It's a stick, yeah.
So you can have your hand holding on his hand when he has it on the stick. Like they do in the movies.
Wow. Sure.
You could still hold hands in a automatic.
No, but you know like how the girl just holds it on top of the, like.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. So the day starts. I bought him, the floor mats were shot. And so I, you know, and he got it over the weekend. So yesterday I ran to the Porsche dealership. I knew he was coming over and I bought him some floor mats.
Yeah.
And when he got to the house, he's like, oh, I already ordered some.
Oh, no.
That was kind of a downer. But that's okay.
That happens.
It's just like, you know, I was just a little bit, I wanted to surprise him.
Yeah.
Very kind of you to do that. But remember, guys, we have things in our head, and we want it to look a certain way, so don't be hurt about that.
Well, I mean, he'd already ordered some, so they're supposed to be delivered today, and he'll choose which one he likes better, whatever.
Okay. You can switch them out.
So, that's true. We all decide it's such a nice night. Let's go eat dinner. And we let Emma Kelly pick. She wanted Mexican.
Uh-huh.
So we went to this little Mexican restaurant. First getting there, I don't know. Alan has been in my house for the past 7 months, and he still gets completely lost in my neighborhood. And I'm trying to tell him which way to go. He's turning the wrong way. He's like, I thought it was this way. No, it's that way. So getting there, and I'm trying not to be the backseat driver because, you know, I don't want to be a nag. But I'm like, I wait to the very last second, and I know he's going to turn wrong. I'm like, baby, it's the other way. You know, I have to. But then I feel like a nag.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you're going the
We'll get
way.
You there eventually.
Eventually. So we finally get there.
Mm.
Nice breeze is blowing. Let's sit on the patio. So we go to sit down, and Emma Kelly, my chestnut mane is blowing in the breeze.
Yeah. Blowing chestnut mane.
Yes. so we sit down, and the waitress comes over, and Emma Kelly, I'm like, you're going to have to start ordering for yourself. I'm trying to teach her. You're almost 10. You got to start doing things for yourself. And she starts pouting, and she's not going to do it. And da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, no, you are going to order your own. Now it's a matter of principle. I can't cave. I'm like, if you don't order for yourself, we will get up and we'll walk out of this restaurant and leave, right? It's like, this is like such a stupid thing, but I have to follow through.
Of course.
Yeah. So anyway, so she, and the lady has to get down on her level to hear her order. And the lady's like, I got you. Don't worry. I got you. And every time we order something, she's like, I got you. I'm like, okay.
Got you what?
I don't know. She's like, I got you. Okay. And so we order, we'd like soup. And you like our soup before dinner. She goes, I got you. All right. We got us. And we'll need some silverware as well. Okay. She's like, oh, you do? And like, yeah. She goes, I wasn't going to bring you, but I got you. All right. That's her catchphrase. All right.
The waitress with the catchphrase.
So 10 seconds later, our fajitas come before the soups. We're like, oh.
Yeah.
Sir, Mr. Food Runner, could you bring that silverware we were promised, you know.
Oh, I thought she got you.
She didn't got us.
Oh, she didn't got
and
you.
And so they finally bring the silverware, and the soup will come, you know, it comes later, whatever. It's like the whole thing. She never had us.
She didn't got
she
you.
Never
she
never had us.
She didn't got you.
Dang, man.
No.
So Alan and I get fajitas for two.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're sitting there eating, and suddenly and Alan's like, look due north, look due north. I'm like, why? He's like, don't look south. I'm like, what are you talking about? And suddenly I hear this, black splash. Black splash.
Oh my God.
Black splash?
Splash.
In the restaurant? Like,
yes, we're in the patio area.
Oh no.
And next to the patio, there's like this lovely rock garden, right? There's like the building, a little 6 inches of rock garden, and then where you sit to eat your meal. And this child is profusely vomiting.
Oh.
He's like, don't look, don't look. You're not going to. Black splash. You can't. It's right there.
In the rock garden.
In the rock garden.
In the 6 inches of rock garden.
In this enclosed patio area.
Oh, man.
It's a family of four, and they're just kind of standing there patting his back while he's standing up. Black splash.
Yeah.
Black splash.
We've all been there as parents.
Right. And finally, apparently, this lady that's a nurse, because I'm like, what do we do? He's just puking.
Yeah.
And she gets up and she tells make him do this, da da da, and fine. Then the family just sits down and picks back up eating.
Even the kid?
And I look over, I finally have to look over, and he's just sitting there, he's fine eating. I'm like,
what?
Wait, so the restaurant made him
puke
sick?
Sitting there. I don't know if he was sick, if he got choked or what, but they just sit down and just keep eating while they're next to this.
Vomit.
Puke in the rock garden, and it's like...
Well, he's got room now.
If your child starts profusely vomiting, I mean, we're like...
He's going to do great in college.
At the very least, you leave.
Kelly, that's a rally.
Allow them to...
It's a food rally.
Like, no, our food came. We're eating. They sat down and kept eating.
We're not leaving until you finish your plate, young man.
And we hadn't even gotten our soup yet.
At the very least, you leave.
That would so ruin my appetite. Yeah.
The sound effects were bad enough. Splash! It was a splash, and Alan's like, "Oh my God, how much? This kid must have been about 8, 9 years old. How much is in there? I mean, he just kept coming and coming, coming. So
fun!
Isn't that awful?
Oh yeah, you gotta leave. You can't.
So then, when we finally do get up to leave, Alan and I have the usual tussle for the check.
Of course, who won this time?
Well, I won this time.
Oh man, Kelly.
So anyway,
oh, wow.
So we get up to leave, and I'm leading the pack to get out, and suddenly I hear, bam!
Oh, no.
And I turn around, and Emma Kelly, her leg slipped twisted at
vomit.
An awkward... No, not
no.
a vomit. She's on the concrete floor, on her knees, her leg twisted out the side, elbow, and she just starts... She looks at me and just bursts out screaming, crying. I'm like, what happened? Alan said, I don't know. She just fell. She was wearing flip-flops, and she'd like stepped on one and kept going, and bam.
Oh, man.
My daughter had a big growth spurt over summer.
She's not
almost as tall as I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, get up, baby. Screaming next to the kid who just vomited.
Right.
Oh, no.
We're like 5 feet from the vomit pile.
Oh.
Baby, you got to get up, baby. You got to get up.
Don't roll.
I'll carry you if you get up.
Don't roll to your left.
You should have seen me. Yeah, don't roll. You should have seen me. Have you seen how tall my daughter is now?
She is tall.
I picked that child up.
It looked like you're picking up a woman.
Her feet were literally 2 inches off the ground. I'm like, oh my God.
have to walk her to the car. She is screaming in my ear. I'm just like, we get home and Alan's like, "This is we're gonna laugh about this one day."
Did you tell her I got you?
I got you. I got you.
I got you. I got you.
Oh my God.
Oh, Kelly.
Oh man.
Or Coldplay.
The kid's all right.
Yeah, you're right though.
He was fine. He sat down. I looked over and he was like, nothing ever happened.
Sure.
Just forking it in. Yeah.
Like Jenna said, he's going to be a pro in college.
That's going to be one of my future customers right there.
We're going to bounce back. Yeah.
I was never, ever good at the rally.
I just don't understand who stays.
No.
Why didn't you leave?
No, you're a rally family.
You just vomited in front of the entire patio area and it's.
You got to call hazmat. You got to call somebody.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You are right, Kelly. You will be laughing about that in the future, and that future was today. Yeah. Man.
Woo! All right.
That's one of those days. Man, I wish I was there for that dinner. Yeah, I'm ready to do this.
No, I don't want to be there.
Oh, that's entertaining.
No.
All right, we're looking for call number 13. Jennifer Bloom, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
She's 23.
We're doing great. She was call number 23. That's right. You get to play Bay or Coldplay for a chance to go to the Coldplay concert, okay?
Okay.
You a big fan of Coldplay? You know the lyrics? You think you got this?
I think I got it.
Okay.
Oh, good.
You think she got
I got
this?
You.
I don't think
you.
It's I that hard. You. I'm a Coldplay fan, but we'll see.
Yeah, Jenna's going to read the lyrics. You have three chances.
Mm-hmm.
You get two of them right, you get the tickets, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, here's first set of lyrics for ya. All right, here, Jennifer. Up in the club, we just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip. Now you want a trip. Because another brother noticed me.
That is Beyonce.
Oh, is that Beyonce?
Yeah, you think?
All right.
Come on now. You're little single ladies action.
You're one for one, girl.
One for one.
Okay.
All right. All right, Jennifer, one more and you win the concert tickets.
All right, here you go. Here's your next set of lyrics. I think I could understand how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man.
That is Beyonce as well.
Mm. Final. There you go.
Very good.
One, you're two for two. Jennifer Bloom, you just won concert tickets to check out Coldplay.
Yay!
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 I never go do anything. I'm always at home with my daughter.
We're getting you the VIP treatment, too. So check this out. You're going to get a meet and greet with the tour opener, our friend Alessia Cara. Then we're going to get you a pair of tickets. Plus, we'll get you into a hotel so you can stay down there and have fun. Maybe go check out Al's Bar. You'll stay at the Hotel Crescent Court.
Mm.
It's located in the heart of Uptown Dallas.
Oh,
super
yeah.
awesome hotel. It's like where celebs want to stay.
You better come by and see me.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to give me a free beer?
Yes.
She's more excited about that.
Yes. You have free tickets, a free hotel, and a free beer.
About the concert. You have no idea. I don't ever go and do anything fun. I have a five-year-old, so I literally, that is my life.
Jennifer, you get out and have fun that night, okay?
You get free beer, and we're going to sing a karaoke song.
Well, pump the brakes on that, Al, because the Coldplay concert happens to be on the same day as your comedy. So
that's all good. That's all
so
good.
You'll make
that's
it late. He'll be there late.
I'll be there late. Yeah,
yeah he'll be there late.
We'll meet up after the concert.
All right, Jennifer.
Okay.
Congratulations.
No.
Get that babysitter and have a blast.
So much.
No, thank you, baby. Thanks for listening.
All right, there she goes. Jennifer, we have another pair of tickets tomorrow, same time.
All right.
A big thank you to Def Jam Recordings for hooking us up with that.
Thank
and
you,
Alessia Cara for letting us do the meet and greet.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
We have a mystery caller on the line right now, you guys.
A what?
A mystery caller on the line.
Who knows who it is?
Is
who
this
knows?
A celebrity?
No, it's not a celebrity.
Okay.
Do you know, JC?
I know who it is. It's a regular person. Apparently, somebody has been using us.
What do you mean?
For their advantage. Jenna, the other day, you went on Snapchat, and you posted a picture from Bumble, and you put the tag, "If anyone knows Dustin... tell him I want a finder's fee."
Right? Yeah.
You posted that on Snapchat the other day.
His profile picture was a photo of him and I.
His Bumble.
I know it's from the Bieber concert, but I was thinking, I hope it's gotten him some dates.
Turns out that my workout buddy is like best friends with this. Small world. So my workout buddy comes up to me and goes, "Hey, I think Jenna blasted my best friend."
Blasted?
And, like put him on Snapchat. And he goes, "It was the Bumble profile." And I said, "Yeah, she did." And she wants to know how he's doing based on having Jenna as a profile picture. Dustin is on the phone with us right now.
Hey, Dustin.
Hi, Dustin.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Doing great. Why'd you decide to go with Jenna as your profile picture on Bumble?
All right, so I really didn't use Bumble that much, and probably because I wasn't getting many swipes or whatnot. But so it was just a good picture, honestly, and I thought that maybe it, you know, up my status, but it honestly didn't do too hot for me.
Well, people might have assumed if they didn't know her, that she's your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's not Jenna's fault. It's your fault, Dustin, because when you put a hot girl on your profile picture, girls may think that, oh, this guy already moved on and has a girlfriend.
Yeah, when a guy has a girl in photos like that, I always swipe left because I think, A, he has too many girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't mad at you. I hope it didn't come across that way. I thought it was funny. Wait. I just was wondering if it was helping you.
No, I was in a group chat with a bunch of my pledge brothers, and they all sent that picture in there, and we had a pretty good laugh about it. I definitely caught some slack for it, but it was funny.
Yeah, you need to Photoshop a dude's face on top of Jenna's body, maybe.
Yeah, not my girlfriend.
You do look good in that photo. That was before, I mean, I think we only met for a second. That was Bieber, right?
That was Bieber. So backdrop to that story, I was taking one of my best girlfriends to the Bieber concert for her birthday, and we were at Happiest Hour across the street there, kind of doing a little pre-gaming, and my friend says, "That's Jenna off Kiss FM," and I was like, "Who's Jenna?" And she was like, "I love her so much, she's so funny, she's awesome," and I was like, "Oh, that's cool, you should go say hi," and she was really shy about it, so we were going up to the Justin Bieber concert, shout out Justin Bieber, concert.
Shout out Justin Bieber.
We were headed up to American Airlines Center, and I had to obviously get a Justin Bieber shirt because why not, right?
Yeah, you look like a Biebs with a beard.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And so I was in line, and I saw Jenna in front of me, and I was like, "Hey, you're Jenna. I'll kiss that him." She's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "My best friend loves you. Like, can I take a picture with you?" And I had to pull the take a picture, kind of rub it in my friend's face that I met Jenna.
Yeah, you did. By the way, Dustin is 24 years old. He's a physical therapist. He's still looking for love, right, Dustin? Or did you find somebody?
Currently talking to somebody, actually.
But not someone you met on Bumble?
No, not somebody I met on Bumble. Met her a long time ago, but yeah.
Well, hey, at least you found somebody.
Does she know your Bumble account's still active?
No, it is. I don't think it is. I don't know.
Oh, it is.
I'm not on it.
You came across it, right, Jenna? You were just bumbling? And
I have come across it, yes, and I didn't do anything with it at the time, but a girl sent it to me.
Yeah.
And that's when I posted it. It was a screenshot from her phone.
Dustin's got a cool dude beard. Like, he can even curl the mustache.
Yeah,
he got long hair.
Guy.
I think since he put you on his profile, you need to put him on yours.
Yeah, maybe it'll help you, Jenna.
Yeah.
No, mine.
Where's my love at?
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Part-time Justin's in here. That means it's time for...
And now, your Olympic update with part-time Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Yep, that's me.
Our sports expert, somehow.
Yes.
I don't know how you were appointed that.
Me neither. But, you know, I love all things sports, so here we go.
Are you going to shout out Lori Hernandez for winning silver on the beam?
Yes, good job, girl.
Good job, queen.
What, 16, yes. What was her name? Lori?
Lori Hernandez.
Lori Hernandez.
Awesome.
That's and then she got beat by that one girl who like did a head dive first into the finish line. I think you got to do what you got to do to win that gold medal. Well, you got to do
hold
that.
Hold on. You went from
the decision.
Yeah,
you
went from
that?
Beam to
gymnastics track. To racing.
Beam or like it's the race, like the line.
No, beam is on the
girl,
beam.
No, but on the beam she did. She dove off and flipped head first.
Yeah, he's talking about the.
I thought we were talking about the runner. Never mind.
The girl on the beam did dive off.
She did?
Yes, and did a flip and landed.
Landed it.
The girl that won the goal.
Look at Kelly getting your back there.
Kelly,
I was trying
you.
To have your back.
No, Kelly always with the assist. Come on.
For show.
All right, we've got three today.
Okay, go ahead.
The Olympic security team blew up a suitcase because they believed it contained an explosive device, which turned out to be a shampoo bottle, a cell phone, and a charger. But listen here. These suspicious items were removed before they blew up the bag. The luggage belonged to the mother of a U.S. volleyball player, Carly Lloyd. Poor Mrs. Mama Lloyd ain't got nothing to wear. Ain't that sad? Like, they blew up her whole suitcase after they took out the shampoo bottle.
Why did they blow it up
she
at
has
that point?
Nothing to wear now.
Well, they have stores in Brazil.
Yeah, I know, but they just blew up the whole suitcase after they took it out.
Why would they blow it up after?
Because they thought there was like they thought there was a bomb in there. So when they opened it up, they saw a shampoo bottle, a phone, and the charger, and they're like, it couldn't be these.
Hey, you can't, right. I mean, unattended suitcase. It's sketchy.
You can't leave it there by itself.
It's so funny, but they just blew it up.
How open do you leave your suitcase unattended long enough to not realize all this activity is going on? You can't just step up and say, it's mine.
Right.
What are you doing?
That I feel so bad for mom over there. Oh, that's a whole suitcase. All right. Okay. There's an Australian high jumper named Brandon Stark, which is also a character's name on Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Okay. I don't want to make assumptions here, but I think he's here to let us know that the Winter Olympics are coming.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.